This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. It wasn't even a good game last night.
No, that was, as somebody who was rooting for the Eagles, though, I came out of that game was like, am I a football fan now? Because that was fun.
Okay, so let's find out, because earlier in the week, your excitement level for the Super Bowl was pretty low.
It was.
You listed it in negative numbers. Did you even turn on the TV last night?
So I got home, like, just before halftime, and Bryce actually already had it on. He was laying up in bed sick all weekend.
Oh, no.
I know. But he already had it on. He's not a sports guy, so I was kind of surprised by that. But he was just watching to see if, like, anything interesting happened. He knew that, like, I would need to know. So He was kind of watching it for me until I got home.
Okay, where were you at your grandparents?
No, I actually, I had choir rehearsal. I joined the choir. Yesterday was the first time that I went to rehearsal. So got to do that, and then I got home just a little bit into the game, halfway through.
Okay. Should we talk about choir rehearsal at some point?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. I'm trying to think, should we talk about that now, or should we keep talking about the Super Bowl? Because now I want to talk about both things.
Okay, let's do Super Bowl first, because this is the biggie.
Yeah, if you're going to reveal to me that you've joined a choir, I feel like that deserves more questions. Something we should.
That's fair.
Get into.
No, that's fair.
You know, because that's not just something somebody reveals to you, you know, every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why when you were like, what were you doing? I was like, oh, this is gonna send us in another direction.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay. We'll get back to it.
So how much of the Super Bowl did you watch?
I watched the second half and I watched halftime.
You watched the second half. The second half was the worst.
Like I said, as somebody who, like, okay, so, like, I was not excited for the Super Bowl, but, like, the more that I was seeing, like, on TikTok, there was a bunch of, like, girl Philly fans that were like, all right, this is, like, the hot girl summary, what you need to know about the Eagles, why we're rooting for them. Hmm. All of a sudden, I'm a Jalen Hurts fan, super excited for Cooper DeJean, I don't know. But that was cool. He had his first rookie touchdown.
On his birthday.
I know. Like, look at him go. All of a sudden, I know sports things.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting to watch how bad Kansas City was in the first half. But then the excitement wore off in the second half. That was probably the first time that I've ever turned off a Super Bowl before it was actually over.
Oh, wow. You didn't watch to the end.
No. No.
I was heavily invested in what color the Gatorade was going to be. Because we talked about there was a prop bet that people were betting what color, what was the Gatorade bath going to be.
Okay, we should talk about prop bets later in the show to see if we got our predictions correct.
Oh, yeah.
Because I actually forgot about some of the prop bets that we talked about on Friday.
Okay, yeah, we can revisit those too.
Okay.
Because I was keeping track of things.
We'll do that. We'll talk about the halftime show. We have to talk about the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce dynamic.
Oh, yes, we do.
I'm not sure if the two of them are still together this morning.
I I don't know either. Honestly, after that performance, I don't know.
We have good vibes. We're going to hash it out. We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge all coming up this morning. The Q Morning Show.
Q104 returns shortly.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. The Q Morning Show. So I watched almost every second of the Super Bowl until the fourth quarter.
Okay.
I don't think that Taylor Swift was actually on TV until like a minute left before halftime. Like I think Fox purposely, I don't know if it was purposely or not, but I don't think they actually showed her at the game until like a minute before halftime. I didn't see her before that.
Yeah, I mean, that might have been like right when I was coming home.
Yeah.
So I might have missed it. I didn't see it. I've seen the videos.
Well, there is a video circulating around on social media. I reposted this on the Q Morning Show Instagram, at the Q Morning Show. Taylor Swift was shown on the Jumbotron inside the stadium, and she was booed pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Like it was uncomfortable to watch. And
she looked uncomfy. She looked very uncomfy.
Yeah, she was kind of shifting her eyes, and Ice Spice was sitting next to her.
Yeah, she did like one of the side eyes, like, what?
I think it's kind of, yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, like, what is happening?
Now, that wasn't on TV. That was just inside the Superdome.
Okay.
Her getting booed. She was not booed visibly on TV.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But, yeah, it must have been jarring, especially, I mean, you're Taylor Swift, and you're essentially cheered everywhere you go.
Also, like, she's just watching a football game, and poor girl is just getting booed. She's like, I'm just here.
I don't think she should look that much into it. My interpretation, last night, my opinion is that that stadium in New Orleans was filled mostly with Eagles fans, with Philadelphia fans. And I think Eagles fans are the worst.
What?
One of the worst in the NFL.
Oh my gosh. See, I was watching like videos of I took a screenshot for you immediately after the game. I hop on TikTok.
Yeah.
Lives of people climbing poles in Philadelphia. They even greased the poles and people were still climbing the poles.
Oh, I'm not saying that they didn't celebrate.
I think that they seem like fun. I think that Cleveland fans and Philly fans, we might butt heads a little bit, but I think we would all have a good time together.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
Really?
Yeah, I think Philadelphia fans have a little bit of an edge to them. I think, I feel like Cleveland fans are a little more respectful.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Wow, that's really saying. See, I think that the Midwest has a little bit of spice, a little bit of edge to us. That's why I think that we do okay with East Coasters.
I think Philly fans are, I don't think that they, what's the word I'm looking for?
Release your inhibitions.
Here's the perfect example. Philly fans once threw batteries at Santa Claus at an NFL game.
Well, was there a good reason?
I don't think there's ever a good reason to throw anything at Santa Claus.
That's a good point.
But that's how irrational they are.
Yeah, I'm sure that they are probably still celebrating out there right now. They probably never went to bed.
But I don't know what that's like for Travis Kelce. And now there's talk about how this might be it for him. He might retire from the NFL.
I don't know about that. I know Bryce was saying that last night, too. And I don't know about that. I don't think he's done yet.
He is 35.
Okay. I mean,
and for a tight end in the NFL, I mean, you're right at the top.
I was going to say, like, isn't like usually like before 40, you want to be out.
But I think quarterbacks and some positions can last a little bit longer. But I think for what Travis does, I think it's difficult because you lose your speed.
Mm. Do you think that there was anything to do with him having so much spotlight on him that maybe the pressure got to him last night, or even the fact that like him and Taylor were like out and about in New Orleans on Friday? Like,
no,
I
don't. Not even one little bit, because I think the entire team was terrible.
Really?
Patrick Mahomes was awful. They couldn't.
Yeah, he seemed off.
Yeah, it was basically the defense of Philadelphia is what won that game, because they just swarmed the offensive line of Kansas City. Patrick had no time. They couldn't get anything going. It was the Philly defense that won that game yesterday.
Well, hey, I had a great time watching it with no skin in the game.
Okay. We haven't even talked about the halftime show. We should talk about that coming up. Commercials. I don't know if we should spend a lot of time on Super Bowl commercials. I didn't see anything that blew me away.
Okay. A good question here. We were watching for free on Tubi.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if we were getting the same commercials as everybody else because they like truly sucked.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
They were not impressive.
When you stream it. Anyway, so we'll get to that a little bit later on. First, we got to get to Alyssa Aligns Your Week. So astrologically, she examines the stars. She will let us know how this week is going to go. Valentine's Day week, Galentine's Day
week. We're in for a doozy.
It's Q104. It's Q104. I think Post Malone was in my favorite Super Bowl commercial of last night. Did you see that one?
I did. I liked that one.
Bud Light, the cul-de-sac party.
I accidentally threw a lame party.
Okay, Ted.
They're on their way. They're here.
Ooh.
You call this a party?
Cul-de-sac party.
Lunch. Lunch. These beers are a metaphor for an invitation.
I think that's one that you should watch this morning if you missed it. The cul-de-sac party. Shane Gillis was in it. Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty funny.
Your favorite was the Mountain Dew commercial?
The Mountain Dew commercial. I also really liked the Nike one.
What was the Nike one?
The one with all the women athletes.
Oh, yeah.
Like Caitlin Clark was in it.
You can't win.
Yep, so, that one.
So win.
Mm-hmm. Loved that one. Bryce really liked the Angel Soft bathroom break. I thought that was cute.
I like that, too. I thought that was clever.
But I needed longer.
It wasn't long enough.
It was like 30 seconds. I was laughing because I was like, they were probably like, this is such a good idea, but we can only afford 30 seconds, so yeah. Make it quick.
If they would have bought 90 seconds for a bathroom break, I think that would have cut through a little bit more.
Yeah, that was a little too quick of a bathroom break. Concept was there, appreciate it, but not quite executed.
All right. Here we are on the Monday after the Super Bowl. And this week includes Galentine's Day on Thursday. Valentine's Day on Friday. So love is in the air. How do the stars align for us this week? Alyssa lets us know. Alyssa aligns your week.
So this week, guess what time it is? Again, another full moon. This time in Leo. We got a full moon in Leo happening on Wednesday.
How often do we have these full moons?
Not once a month.
Oh, we do?
Ish, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then it's more common than
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, it's more common, but I just always feel like they sneak up on me out of nowhere. So yeah, we got a full moon in Leo happening on Wednesday. You might feel like this full moon is like a little more challenging. You might have like a little bit of shakeup. Some shocking revelations, and that's just because of the placements of everything in the sky right now. There's nothing you can really do about that. It could be something as crazy as, like, your boyfriend or girlfriend breaking up with you out of nowhere, or just something as simple as, like, an internal wake-up call or shift in mindset. So it doesn't have to be something, like, life-changing.
Are you allowed to break up this week on Valentine's Day week?
God, I would hope not.
It's too close to Valentine's Day.
Don't do that. Either you would have had to break up before February started, or you got to wait until February's over. You can't do it now.
Oh, you got to wait the entire month.
I think.
Next week, I think, is fine.
Oh, man, you're ruthless.
Although, exchanging gifts, that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, anyways, though, there's always an opportunity, though. Like I said, this is going to feel challenging, might feel a little, like, shocking in ways. There's always an opportunity, though, to take that energy, flip it into something positive, something more productive. This is a really good time, actually, for shadow work. So shadow work is intentionally uncovering parts about yourself and kind of just getting in touch with your own psyche, getting to know yourself and why you are the way that you are. And specifically in the Leo full moon, really good time to focus on healing your inner child. Because that's what Leo is all about. Your inner child, self-expression, creativity, all that stuff. So it's a good time to reflect on childhood. Maybe dissect why you are the way that you are. Be authentically yourself. You know, do things that truly make you happy. And maybe even turn to things that you used to enjoy as a child to relax this week. Like rewatch a show that you liked as a kid. Bust out a coloring book. Play a game that you used to love a lot. Just some ideas.
I enjoyed shadow work when I was a kid.
You did shadow work as a kid?
Yeah, I would, you know, t- take my hands and make little animals on the wall.
Oh, that kind of shadow work.
Like shadow animals.
Oh,
like,
that's always fun. Different kind of shadow work.
Here's a dragon. Arr.
That doesn't look like a dragon.
It's hard. Well, it's because we don't have any shadows in here.
Yeah, I'm not getting the full effect.
Here's a butterfly.
Oh, wow. I see it now. Yeah.
We need to turn the lights off so you can see it.
That's some good shadow work, too.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all of it.
All right. Alyssa aligns your week every Monday morning right around this time on the Q Morning Show. And we shift right into good vibes. I like that. I want to hear what the good vibes are. Maybe something that happened over the weekend. Maybe something you're looking forward to this week. 216-474-0104. What is putting you in a good mood this morning? Let us know. Good vibes coming up.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
We are going to Berea to talk to Heather and get a good vibe this morning. Heather, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Please share your good vibe with us.
Oh, well, I went to a new coffee shop down the block that just opened up, and this guy in front of me bought my coffee for me.
Aww.
It was very sweet. He didn't even know my order. He was like, whatever the person behind me is having, I would love to take care of it.
Now, he said that so you could hear it?
No, I didn't know until the person at the register told me.
Okay. When you say in line, are you in the store or are you drive up in your car?
No, in the store.
Okay. So you're standing there. So he secretly pays for your drink, pays for his, and then leaves.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why would he do that?
I know where you're going.
What?
I thought you were going to say that he's trying to hit on her.
Well, you're saying that he just did it out of the goodness and kindness of his heart.
That's what I would initially think, but I'm starting to get to know you a little too well that I know that that's where your brain went.
You don't think there was an ulterior motive?
No. Some people are just nice.
So, Heather, so you went up there and you ordered your drink and then you found out it was paid for.
Yeah, exactly. He ran out before I could say thank you, so I don't think he had any ulterior motive.
I guess not, because if you're trying to impress the attractive woman behind you, paying for a drink without her knowing and then rushing out of there.
Yeah, it's not the best way to go about
it. That doesn't work. Mm-mm. Okay. So he really was just being kind.
Yeah, so he was just a nice guy.
Totally.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, did you keep it going, Heather? Did you pay for the drink for the person behind you?
I did.
Oh!
Oh! We kept the chain going.
The plot thickens.
I had to, you know? It made me feel so good, so why not do it for someone else?
Aw.
Excellent. What a great good vibe, Heather. Maybe it's still going on right now. People are still just buying drinks for each other.
You never know.
I hope so. Times are hard, and we need to put a smile on people's faces.
Maybe that guy won big. He gambled on the Super Bowl, and he won. Like, he won his Super Bowl square or
maybe
something like that. That
could have.
216-474-0104. That's how you share your good vibe on the Q Morning Show every morning. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Yeah, if you have your own thoughts about the Super Bowl halftime show yesterday, you should let us know. 216-474-0104. Call or text the same number. Kendrick Lamar was the halftime show. Here's a little bit of what happened last night.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified rookie man, I'm the one that up the score. Walking down the whole time, I know he got some hoe. Pull, extort, bully the fro. Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You bet I never go to sell black one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one to get your hand-me-downs. Party at the party, playing with his nose down. Baka got a weird case, why I see around. Certified lover boy, certified.
By the way, Drake wasn't even in the continental U.S. yesterday. He was in Australia.
Yeah, the Chiefs lost yesterday, but I think Drake took the biggest L of the day.
If anybody knew what that song is about, if you're not a Kendrick Lamar fan, do you even know that that's a
It's a diss track.
Right.
But it's a diss track that won 5 Grammys and like got the entire stadium at the Super Bowl screaming A minor. That was insane.
What were your thoughts on the halftime show?
I loved it. Right when it was over, I was on my phone trying to watch it again because I was like, I need to watch this again. I've watched it at least 3 times.
Okay.
I thought it was fantastic.
I also thought it was well done. However,
aww.
No, it's, This is all I'm going to say. This is not even negative. I don't even think what I'm saying is negative. I'm just saying I felt a little shut out because I'm not a Kendrick Lamar fan. I know some of his songs. I'm not into Kendrick Lamar as much. And so I'm so used to the halftime show being songs, all the songs that I know that I can sing along to. You know, a couple years ago it was Dre and Snoop and Eminem and 50 Cent. Rihanna a couple years ago, Usher last year.
But
it's all
fair,
songs that we know and that we're singing along with.
Be fair, though, even like a couple minutes ago, you were like, wait, who was the halftime last year? Forgettable. It was I didn't even watch last year, that the one with Usher. Like, I would have known all the songs, but like,
I didn't say that to mean that it was a forgettable halftime show with Usher last year. That was more of me just being old and not remembering who was the halftime show last year. I don't know. I have scaled back on my social media consumption, so I don't know exactly what the reaction to Kendrick Lamar is this morning on social media. Like, I've seen some comments here or there. They're not necessarily, positive.
No.
Just my group text, my friend group text, they were not into it last night. They were not into the halftime show. Let me see if I can read some of these texts. Well, there's one, halftime show sucked.
Oh my God.
Another one of my friends said, I didn't know one of those halftime songs.
Well, then it might be time for you to put on some eye cream. Maybe time for you to go get your eyes checked out. Do you need a hip replacement?
One of my friends did text. They should have brought in Paul McCartney. He was sitting right there.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, that Kendrick, the Kendrick set was just
this
one.
This Kendrick fella, who is this guy? Like, that's what this sounds like.
One of my friends said it was just one long song. Another one of my friends, they had that lady singing, and all I could think was, is she famous?
SZA?
No, see, that's where I started.
Are they referring to SZA?
Yeah. Well, that was the lady singing, wasn't it?
And to just call her the lady singing is insane to me. That's wild.
Well, I jumped in and started. I said, that was SZA. I said, SZA is fantastic, but nobody knows it because she's not mainstream enough.
You don't think? I do think so, but.
That SZA's mainstream?
I think that she's very mainstream.
Halftime show mainstream?
As a guest at halftime,
I think SZA is incredibly fantastic. I loved her last album and everything she's done, but I don't think SZA is a household name.
No.
I don't.
Okay, maybe not. You have to keep in mind, we're different generations, and I don't interact with anybody pretty much over the age of, like, 40 most of the time, other than you. So most people that I know SZA. Like, so in my mind, I'm like, everybody knows SZA. The other thing was that Serena Williams was out there dancing. Did you see that?
I saw that after the fact.
Oh, that was really something. Because her and Drake have beef, too.
Oh, I'm not even aware of that.
I wasn't either. And then I looked into it and was like, oh, they go, like, way back. They are not cool. They actually, like, used to date, sort of. And, like, he said some weird stuff about her on Twitter. Like, they go way back. So having her out there definitely felt purposeful.
Okay. So there was a lot of beef being brought to the forefront last
Kendrick
night.
Kendrick is such a hater, but a hater that I love.
See, I'm just going to... Again, this is not scientific. This is not a scientific poll, Alyssa.
Okay.
You have to keep that in mind. But I'm reading the texts that are coming into the Q Morning Show here. Bill, same here. I agree with you on the halftime show. Worst halftime show ever. Never heard of that woman singing.
Y'all! Okay, you need to look up SZA then, because you're really missing out.
I think it's, again, because we do this for a living, I think that we're just in a different stratosphere.
Maybe we're a little too into it.
I don't think people pay attention as much as we do.
Yeah, that's true. I thought that it was a great halftime show. Maybe if you weren't digging it the first time, maybe give it another run through.
Well, I go back to my original point. If you're a fan of Kendrick, you loved it, and you are, and you did.
And I did. Yeah. And I did. The way I gasped, I had to pick my jaw up off the floor when he said, "Say Drake," with like a little smile. I screamed audibly.
Someone just texted in, "Terrible halftime show. I started cleaning the kitchen." Oh my, well, don't do that. cleaning the kitchen. I mean, don't punish yourself just because you didn't enjoy the halftime show.
Everybody's saying that they don't like it. I just want to be like, bah, 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 bah.
I wasn't at a Super Bowl party last night. I just had the group text going, so I really wasn't able to get real-time reactions from anybody except for the group text. From what I understand, Trisha's husband had a party last night, a Super Bowl party, because she has gotten in touch with us, and she is not happy this morning. Not happy at all. I think this is going to be our hash it out. We'll find out what is bothering Trisha after her husband's Super Bowl party last night. That's coming up next, the Q Morning Show.
Next stop, Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we have to take this call right now. We have to talk to Trisha. Trisha is in Parma. Trisha, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Well, it's good morning for you guys, not for me.
Okay. What is going on with you right now? Because this might be our hash it out for this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Listen, my husband had friends over last night to watch the Super Bowl. That's fine. Whatever. It wasn't a big party. It was just, you know, four or five friends, and they were hanging out in the basement. And, you know, it's fine. I don't care. And I don't really watch football. So I went to bed around 9.
Okay.
This morning I woke up, and my husband had already gotten up and left for work. I go downstairs to throw in a load of laundry, and nobody cleaned up anything.
It's a mess down there.
Stop it right now.
No idea. There's empty beer cans. There's the bones from where they suck the meat off the wings. just dirty paper plates, and I mean it.
It's a nice visual.
So it's basically a frat house.
It's disgusting. And there's a huge hole in my carpet.
In your carpet?
Yeah.
How did that even happen?
I don't know, but you know what? The carpet's not that old. It's not like, you know, we had the carpet for 15 years and I don't care. We just got it like a year and a half ago. So,
okay. Did you ask your husband what happened?
Well, no, not yet, because I haven't seen him. So I thought it'd be a better idea to expose his disgusting behavior on the radio.
Ooh, I like this.
Wait, what is your husband's name?
Jimmy.
Where is Jimmy right now? Is he still in bed?
No, he got up and went to work.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, that's good.
So he must be feeling fine today.
No, he's probably napping on his desk. Don't give him a lot of credit, okay?
Okay.
He doesn't have a high-stress job, so he's probably taking a little napsky, and then later on he'll get a Danish and have some coffee and maybe send an email or two.
Okay, I have a whole bunch of requests right now. First of all, can we call him? Can we call your husband? Can we call Jimmy?
Please.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we should.
Because we got to find out about the hole in the carpet. Can you take a picture of the hole in the carpet? And I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to give you a number. Can you text that picture to that number?
I might as well. I got to send it to my insurance company anyway, so I might as well send it to you too.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, so that must be a big hole.
No, it's not just a little, you know, it's not like a pinky nail or something. There's a huge hole in my carpet.
Okay.
Jimmy, we need answers.
Yeah. All right. This is great. I'm so happy you came to us with this, Trisha. So we'll take a break here. We will call Jimmy. Trisha, you send us that picture of the hole in the carpet. We'll put that up on our Instagram as soon as we get it.
Oh, yeah, we'll put it on our Instagram story at the Q Morning Show.
Okay, so hang on. We'll be right back. Calling Jimmy. We're going to find out the mystery of the hole in the carpet. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we have a lot going on right now. It's hash it out. First of all, Alyssa, have you seen the picture of the hole in the carpet?
I'm looking at this thing right now. That's a hole.
So that is the hole in the carpet at Trisha's house. She saw it this morning when she went down to her basement. She has no idea why it's there.
But if you want to see it too, go to our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. We just posted it on our story.
Yes, it's awesome. Not so awesome for Trisha, however. That's a pretty gigantic hole there.
That's a chunk out of that carpet.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened at that Super Bowl party last night. Trisha, we have Jimmy on hold. Let's go to him right now.
Let's do that.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for holding on, and thank you for agreeing to come on the show. I know you don't know what's happening right now. All we did was we called and said, it's Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show. Will you come on the show with us? He said, yes. I don't know if I feel like he's reluctant to do so.
I would be reluctant. If I was him, I wouldn't want to be doing this right now.
So, Jimmy, we have Trisha on the line with us.
All right.
Trisha?
Hi, Sunshine. How are you this morning? A little hungover?
A little bit hungover, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Trisha has a very specific question for you, Jimmy.
I do have a very specific question. First of all, what happened to the carpet? There's a huge hole in our carpet in the basement where you guys were watching the Super Bowl, and I don't know how it could have gotten so bad. What happened? What were you guys doing that you could have created such a hole? And where do you get off leaving me all your crap to clean up anyway?
Oh, come on. For God's sake, you know, I'll take care of it. It's not a big deal.
No. What happened? How did you get a big hole in our carpet, in our flooring?
I said I'll fix it.
I heard what you said there, Jimmy, my boy.
This is even more suspicious.
What happened,
yeah,
Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy, what happened?
Yes, somebody was smoking. What happened?
Somebody was smoking, and somebody dropped their cigar, and it burned the carpet. Like I said, it's no big deal. I'll take care of it when I get home.
But that's not a little cigar burn, first of all. And second of all, who was smoking?
It doesn't matter who was smoking. I'm going to fix it.
It does matter. Were you smoking?
We were all smoking. It was a bunch. You know, we had the cigars. Like I said, it's no big deal.
But that doesn't. It doesn't look like a cigar burn.
No, that's a.
That's a big hole in the carpet.
That's a big hole, Jimmy.
It's because
did everybody drop their cigar at the same time in the same place?
No, I went and got my X-Acto knife and cut out the part of the carpet that was burned. And like I said, when I get home tonight, I'll go in the closet, cut a patch that'll fit in the hole, and everything will be fine.
Jesus, Jimmy, are you serious?
Can I go now? I got stuff to do.
You do have stuff to do. You have a lot of making up to do with me. You left me a huge mess and screwed up our house. What's wrong with you?
Just leave it all there. When I get home from work, I'll clean it all up. I got to go.
Oh, he's gone.
At least he has a plan. He was on it with cutting out an even bigger hole in the carpet so that he can fix it.
That's not a plan. It's a plug.
No, that makes sense to me. He did the pre-work. He cut out the part of the carpet that needs to be patched.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. He's all over it, Trisha.
But, like, leaving that there for her to find, it just looks like this giant hole in the carpet.
I know. And he's got a big mess to clean up when he gets home from work today. Don't clean up any of his mess.
Yeah, leave
Trisha.
It.
Leave it for him.
Well, I had to clean up, like, the chicken bones and stuff. I mean, you can't just leave it laying around.
You can leave it till he gets home. You can leave it. It's gross.
Oh, that's so bad.
Well, at least we solved that. They were smoking the big cigars.
I guess.
I'm assuming that's not allowed down in the basement, Trisha. Is that right?
I'm assuming that he's lying. There was something else going on. Somebody dropped a bong or something like that, and it made a big hole in the carpet. I think that there's a lot more going on here that he wants to admit. So,
well, I'll leave you to it. We're going to leave you to that, Trisha.
Yeah, we will let you continue this investigation, but call us if you need us. We're here.
Well, thanks, guys. Well, we'll see what's going to happen when he gets home tonight.
Good luck, Trisha. It's Q104, the Q.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Good morning, Joe. Hatch it out. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, again, if you want to see the picture of the hole in Trisha's carpet at the Q Morning Show, it's up in our stories. I did not have a Super Bowl party last night. I did not. I just watched the Super Bowl all by myself on the couch because Paula was not interested at all, did not watch a second of the Super Bowl. And same thing for my youngest son, Drew.
Oh, wow. Drew wasn't into it either. What about Will?
He would come in and check in with me. Like, Drew would check in to see what's going on, but then he would go back to the other TV or whatever he was doing. So I was by myself. You asked about Will. He's my 13-year-old. He went to a Super Bowl party yesterday.
Oh, so Will is the popular one out of all of us. Will had plans.
Well, I was excited because this is really the time. Like, and I told him last night, I said, I'm happy you're going to a Super Bowl party. I said, because you might be spending the next 25 years of your life watching the Super Bowl with your friends. And I said, that's the way that it should be.
Aw, that's actually so true.
Because then, I said, eventually then you'll get married and you'll have kids and Super Bowl parties aren't the same. So when it's just the guys hanging out, it's great. But then, you know, as you get older, you're just sitting on your couch by yourself.
Meanwhile, he's like, okay, Dad, got it. Can you just drop me off now? Like...
So what we had, because he was going to a friend's house, we said, you have to bring something to the party. You can't just show up.
Yeah, of course.
And he's like, why? I said, that's just what you do. You have to bring something. He's like, well, what do I bring? I said, let's bring some snacks. And so we picked up snacks for him to take to the party. And he chose these, I don't know what it was, some Nutella type snack.
Oh, are they like the ones with like the little sticks?
I don't know.
Or is it like the Kinder like Nutella bar?
Yeah, it looked like a bar. It looked like a bar.
Oh, those things are good.
It almost looked like a biscotti filled with Nutella.
Oh yeah, those are really good though.
And so he really, for some reason, he's like really into Nutella right now. And so yesterday afternoon, I noticed he wanted one and he started like opening up the box. And I'm like, no, you can't open it now. I said, you can't show up to the party with an open Nutella box. I said, you have to.
Hold on. Why not?
Because it's for them.
Well, there was probably like a bunch in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could bust in and have one.
No, you can't. That would be like.
It's not a Christmas gift that you can't open until you get somewhere. Like, he could open it and have one.
No, you wait until the party starts.
What?
And then you grab one. There's plenty to go around. You can't show up at somebody's house with a bottle of wine and then have it already uncorked and you had a glass before you came over.
I have definitely showed up at parties, though, with like open cases of beer that are just like sitting in my fridge and they're like mismatched. And I'm like, I don't know. This is what I had.
And then he's like, I can bring these home, right? If nobody eats them all. And I said, no, again, this is a gift for the family that is hosting you.
These are valid questions, though.
And he's like, well, what if they don't like them or... they're allergic. Again.
You wish. He just wanted to take them home. That's all he wanted to do.
Also, by the way, and don't get mad at this, but the review from the 13-year-old boys on the Kendrick Lamar halftime show wasn't great either.
Are you serious?
No. Will said, it was all right. He said there was only one kid there that was a fan of Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know the reason he gave me? It's because all the curse words were bleeped out.
Oh.
He's like, he said it wasn't as exciting without the curse words.
It needed to be a little more explicit.
Yeah.
A little more PG-13.
He doesn't understand.
For the 13-year-old.
Yeah, why that can't be on television.
Yeah, no. ever since the Janet Jackson thing, we got to keep it real PG over here.
All right, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, that is always PG, and a chance for you to win this week movie passes for a big Marvel movie opening up this weekend, Captain America. So we'll have that, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge, you versus Alyssa, in less than 10 minutes.
Wake up.
Wake up.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
They keep me connected. I wake up with them every morning.
Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Jamie in Hinckley, the home of the Buzzards, right, Jamie?
That's right. March 15th, they come back.
Coming up soon. Jamie mm-hmm. is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions?
I am.
Here we go. Finish this phrase. Nothing can be certain but death and what?
Oh, I don't know. Death and love.
Question two. What superhero fights crime in Gotham City?
Batman.
Question three. The children's toy that is soft and colorful, moldable, easy to shape and reuse.
Play-Doh.
Question four. The Q104 artist whose legal name is Abel Tesfaye.
Oh, I don't know.
Want to take a guess?
Jelly Roll. I have no idea.
Final question. What is the oldest building in Cleveland?
Tower City. Or the Terminal Tower. The Terminal Tower.
All right, Jamie. I have your answers recorded here. Let's bring Alyssa back into the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Jamie, would you like to know how you did today?
Yes.
2 out of 5.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that, Alyssa?
2 out of 5?
Yeah, I think we have some tough questions today, though.
Oh, boy.
I did try to adjust the difficult level on some of these questions.
Okay, who am I playing?
Oh, it's Jamie and Hinckley.
Oh, good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
So here are your five questions, Alyssa. Again, you need 2 to tie, 3 to win. Here we go. Finish this phrase. Nothing can be certain but death and...
Taxes.
Taxes is correct. Sorry about that. I guess love is not certain, Jamie.
I guess not. Is that what your answer was?
Yeah, it's a good guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet, though. Jamie, I wish that was the answer.
Yeah.
Question two. What superhero fights crime in Gotham City?
Batman.
Batman is correct. Question three. The children's toy that is soft and colorful, moldable, easy to shape, and to reuse.
Play-Doh? Yes!
Play-Doh is correct. Here's question four. The Q104 artist whose legal name is Abel Tesfaye.
The Weeknd.
Ah! I didn't think you would know that one.
All right.
I know you're not going to know this one. Question five. What is the oldest building in Cleveland?
Oh.
I missed it.
Yeah, I know this isn't right, but I know it's old, the arcade.
It's old, not the oldest building in Cleveland. The oldest building in Cleveland is on Euclid Avenue. It's the Dunham Tavern Museum.
What?
From like the 1800s.
Hold on. I want to look up pictures of this.
I already went down this road. I Googled it. I know I'm correct.
I just want to see pictures. Okay, wait.
It used to be a bar, a tap room, and now it's a museum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even think I've driven past this.
I learned something, too.
The more you know.
So that means Alyssa went 4 for 5 today. Unfortunately, Jamie only went 2 for 5.
Those were tough.
Alyssa confirms, Jamie, those were tough questions.
Oh, thank you.
However, don't go away. Hang on. We have some fantastic prizes for you.
Okay, sounds good. My name is Jamie, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Billie Eilish, Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa with you. Our Super Bowl prop bets. Well, anybody could have bet on these. These are bets that you would make that have nothing to do with the football game.
The non-football prop bets of the Super Bowl.
And I know we talked about them on Friday. I'm at a blank. I'm at a loss. I don't remember what we talked about. If you said it, I'll remember what my bet was.
Okay, so one of the prop bets was for the first song of the halftime performance.
Oh, okay. I went with the Humble song.
Yeah, that's a lot of people went with that.
And it wasn't.
But it ended up being GNX.
Okay, I would have lost that bet.
So you would have lost that bet. The next prop bet, will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift post Super Bowl?
Not that
we know of.
I said I hope so, but I would never bet on that.
No, I feel like that would just be, might as well just flush the money down the toilet.
I don't even know if they're still together because I don't know what you
do. I don't know.
I mean, how do you console a guy like that? Like, what do you do after the Super Bowl after you lost? They can't go out to dinner because they'll be mobbed by people.
Yeah, well, like, do you go to a party anyways,
no.
Even though you lost?
I'm
like,
sure
do you go home and sulk?
They probably had a private something lined up with family. But I can't imagine they went out in public anywhere because that would have been too.
Yeah, I that's just too much.
Humiliating, I don't know if it is the right word, but
sure. Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of other teams that would have loved to have even lost the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see even the Browns lose the Super Bowl, but we didn't get there.
No, I don't want to see
that. I don't think it's embarrassing for them to be seen out, but they're probably not in the mood.
If the Browns ever make the Super Bowl, I don't want to see them lose. Just going to say that now.
Beggars really can't be choosers, Bill, but that's a story for another time. Okay, so the next prop bet, length of the national anthem.
Oh, I said over.
Oh, I actually don't know. I don't even know what it ended up being.
Oh, you don't?
No, sorry. I actually don't have the answer. Sorry.
I thought that's what we were doing. You're supposed to tell us if we were right or wrong.
Yeah, I forgot about this one. And I don't know how long it was. So that one, the verdict is still out. I'm not sure how long the national anthem was.
I'm going to guess John Batiste took that baby over.
Yeah, I would say he took it over because I think it was going under or over 120.5 seconds.
Okay.
And then the color of the Gatorade bath. What color did you say you thought it was going to be?
I said lime.
You said you thought it was going to be lime. I said orange.
Okay.
But.
Do you know the answer to this one?
I do. I waited until the end of the game so that I could get the answer to this. You were right. It was lime.
Yeah.
They also did the Gatorade bath with like almost 3 minutes left in the game. Is that normal?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was like.
Because
we still got some game to play here, guys. Like,
yeah, but the game was.
I mean, it was over.
The game was over in the first half.
Yeah, it was over by the time the second half started.
Yeah, once the clock hits zero, then it's just pure chaos, and you've got to go congratulate other people, and yeah, so they get that Gatorade bath out of the way.
Oh yeah, just that nice sticky sensation.
All right, very good. So. If I would have placed that bet, I would have won some money. But
you would have. Maybe next year.
Again,
that's the one you got to go with. The Gatorade bath.
I don't think Paula's going to change her policy of not allowing me to bet on anything.
Yeah, no gambling.
Okay. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We will play again. Round two coming up at 8:55 this morning. We have movie passes to see Captain America, Brave New World.
Get ready. Q104.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So it was the first story that I read when I arrived at work this morning. And I see a variation of this story every single year. It says an estimated 22.6 million Americans will call in sick today.
That's a lot of people. I know that there is always something going around. So there is something going around. Bryce is sick right now, actually.
Is he calling in sick today?
I don't know. He does work from home. So even when he's sick, sometimes he'll still just work. But yeah, day after Super Bowl, this has to be one of the biggest days of the year that people call out sick.
I would think, you know, in my mind, no one's falling for it. If I would have tried to get out of the show today, I think that you and our boss would have been like, yeah, right.
I mean, even back in 2020, actually, before we even knew that COVID was like a thing here, I was super duper sick Super Bowl weekend of 2020, mm-hmm. I texted my boss the Sunday, the Super Bowl Sunday at like noon. And I was like, I'm just letting you know right now, I will not be at work tomorrow. I am not hungover. I am not drinking, but I am so ill.
Well, that's a preemptive.
But I had to do it like before it got too late, because I was like, if I wait until tomorrow, he's going to think I am just so hungover.
Oh, I still wouldn't have believed you.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if I had texted like before the game started.
Yeah, I wouldn't have believed you. I would think that I would have thought that you were planning on drinking
yeah.
too hard during the Super Bowl. And it was like a preemptive. You're calling off. You know what's going to happen
right.
today. That's why you're calling. That's what I would have thought. I wouldn't have bought it. 216-474-0104. I guess a couple things here. Did you call off work today?
Yeah. Did you do it? And what excuse did you give?
But what I kind of want to hear about is, because I would never call off the day after the Super Bowl, because not only do I think nobody would fall for it, I would rather use that day
somewhere
else. I would rather keep that card in the back,
mm-hmm.
keep that card in the deck and throw that card down when I really need it.
Especially when our team wasn't in the Super Bowl. So.
Exactly. That's it. That's exactly what I would use it for.
Yeah.
For a day like that, you know, after a big Guardians game, of which I wish I would have used earlier this spring.
Or even just me, like last night after the game, seeing everybody out in Philadelphia, I was having flashbacks of Cleveland in 2016 after the NBA Finals. And I was like, that could be us again this year.
I would have loved to have called out. In fact, I should have, because nobody... Because I was working in Phoenix at the time. Nobody cared. I went to work the next morning. They didn't even know that the NBA Finals was going on.
Oh, I'd be so upset. I don't know how you did that.
Like, I could have called off and nobody would have been suspicious at all.
I have no idea how you did that.
So what we want to know, when was the last time that you called off sick, but you really weren't sick?
Like, you were just lying.
Yeah, why did you call off? Did they believe you at your workplace? Let us know. 216-474-0104. Miles Smith. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. At my wife's work, at Paula's work.
Uh-huh.
When you call off, you don't have to have any kind of explanation.
You don't have to give, like, any reason?
No. Also, they're not allowed to ask you. Like, the supervisors or whoever, the people in charge.
Yeah.
When you call your boss to say, I'm not coming in, you don't have to, not only do you not have to explain why, they are not permitted to ask you why you're not coming in.
Interesting.
But see, I would want to tell them. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like a guilty feeling. Like, I would want to explain to you exactly why I'm slacking off today and I'm not going to be in for my job.
Yeah, I get that. But also, like, if you're lying, like if you're faking sick to get out of work, sometimes I do think that like as little detail as possible is probably the best way to go. You don't want to like overwork your story.
Right. But I would still want to. I'd be like, I'm not faking. I'm not faking.
I promise.
The last time I missed work because
you go on and find like a picture of a positive COVID test online.
That's the last time that I missed work was because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
And that was September of 2023. The last time that I was sick, minus last week, which we'll get into at another point. We might get into that tomorrow.
Okay.
About me being sick last week. But yeah, I had COVID. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have COVID. Here's my COVID test. Here's everything else. I felt so guilty.
They probably were like, we don't need that. Like, you're good.
I had to miss four shows. I missed four shows.
That's it.
Very inconvenient because Morgan, who was working on the show back then, she was on her honeymoon. Wait, where was she? She was overseas or something. And so they had nobody. They had nobody to come in here in the morning.
Oh.
And I felt so bad. But
the worst time for you to get COVID. You could have gotten it at a better time, Bill. Come on.
Yeah.
Poor planning on your part.
I know. It never falls at a good time. Talking about the Super Bowl last night and the commercials, which I was underwhelmed. That's been going on for a long time. I've been underwhelmed by Super Bowl commercials for a lot of years now. I feel like they're really playing it safe.
Yeah.
With
like
some of these commercials.
I felt like all the commercials that I saw were just brain rot. And if you don't know what brain rot is, it's just like the videos that you see online that make no sense and they are meant for like prepubescent boys. That is the audience who thinks that they are funny. And that's what all the commercials felt like last night to me. The fleshy cowboy hat, I hated that.
Yeah, I didn't like
I hated that.
It kind of freaked me out a little bit, too.
It made me so uncomfortable, like so uneasy.
Staring at the guy's head with a cowboy hat.
And when when he touched the brim of, I hated the fleshy cowboy hat.
You think somebody would have flagged that before they sent it out.
You would think.
Did you happen to see, I think there were two commercials for the Meta smart glasses?
No.
Chris Pratt and...
Yes, I did.
The other guy, Chris Hemsworth.
Yes, okay, I did see that.
And I think that Chris Jenner was in it as well.
Yeah!
Is that going to be a thing? The Meta smart glasses?
Ah, God, I hope not.
Is anyone actually going to wear those?
No. And I'll tell you why. Because if you want to take a trip back maybe like 8 years into the past, do you remember the Snapchat goggles?
I don't, but I have another one to give you.
Oh, there were okay, so Snapchat goggles. I'll just stick on that for a second.
Yeah, tell
me that.
It
was supposed to be like that, and they were supposed to be like, you know, like you can do Snapchat on the glasses. Those things lasted maybe 5 seconds, and then nobody was talking about them anymore.
Do you remember Google Glass?
No, but I believe you.
Huge failure. Went out of business quickly.
I think it's just a little too like sci-fi movie.
I think that you run the risk of looking like, I'm going to be kind and say the word pretentious if you're wearing your Meta smart glasses.
Well, can you tell that they are smart glasses or do they just look like normal glasses?
They are Ray-Bans.
Mm.
But you still have to talk to them because it has hands-free voice commands and, you know, I think you can take phone calls and you can listen to music and stuff with glasses.
I don't know about that.
You're basically talking to yourself.
You're talking to yourself. And like, I know that we already do that with AirPods. And like when people have their AirPods in, people can take calls on those too. And like you'll see people talking and walking around. But I have gotten accustomed to looking to see like, oh, like do they have an AirPod in? But if they don't have any sort of earpiece in and they are just wearing glasses to talk to, like on a phone call.
Yeah.
Then that's a little weird. I'm going to be confused when I see someone in public with those. I'm going to think they're crazy.
Yeah, they must think that this is going to work. Like, it's going to do better than Google Glass and the Snapchat goggles. And that this is it. We found some Ray-Ban glasses that people are going to wear. And they're going to talk to themselves out in public wearing these Ray-Ban glasses.
And you said that they're Meta?
Yeah, it's for Meta.
Okay, another... fantastic decision by Mark Zuckerberg. He's really batting for 100 right now.
Yeah. If anyone is excited about the Meta smart glasses, please let us know. 216-474-0104. We've got Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Round two for today. And all this week, we have movie passes for you to see Captain America, Brave New World, when it opens up this weekend. So that's in less than 10 minutes. The Q Morning Show.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Miranda in Akron, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions?
I am.
Let's go, Miranda. Question one. Central Perk is the name of the coffee shop where the gang would hang out on what TV show?
Friends.
Question two. What type of activity requires the use of a bow and arrow?
A bow and arrow. Archery.
Question three. What classic video game involves a yellow character eating dots and avoiding ghosts?
Pac-Man.
Fourth question. What ancient civilization is famous for building pyramids?
Egypt.
And our final question. What type of creature resides on the fictional island of Isla Nublar?
Oh, I have no idea.
Does it ring a bell at all? Do you want to make any kind of guess?
No, I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. We'll stop right there. Let's get Alyssa back into the studio. Miranda, you went an impressive 4 for 5 today.
Oh, awesome.
So no worries on that last one. Alyssa needs to stumble on at least one, and hopefully she misses two. So you win the game today.
Hopefully.
It's Miranda and Akron, Alyssa.
Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
I wish that you guys could have heard my neck crack. I just did like a really aggressive neck crack, so I'm ready to go.
My neck. My back.
Yeah, you can't finish that. You gotta stop right there.
4 to tie, 5 to win, Alyssa. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Central Perk is the name of the coffee shop where the gang would hang out on what TV show?
Friends.
What type of activity requires the use of a bow and arrow?
Archery.
Question 3. What classic video game involves a yellow character eating dots?
Pac-Man.
All right, question 4. What ancient civilization is famous for building pyramids?
Oh, the Egyptians.
Oh my God, she's got the tie. Let's see if you get question 5. What type of creature resides on the fictional island of Isla Nublar?
What?
I wrote this question in a deceiving way.
Is it a narwhal?
No, it's not a narwhal. I'm looking for dinosaurs.
Oh, come on.
Isla Nublar is the home of Jurassic Park.
I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen any of the movies?
I'm sorry.
There's like 6 Jurassic Park movies.
I've never seen a one.
They're coming out with, there might be more. They're coming out with another one soon. Are you serious? You've never heard of this?
I've heard of it. I've obviously heard of Jurassic Park. I've just never seen it.
All right. Miranda and Alyssa, you guys tie today.
I'll take it.
However, Miranda, we do have fantastic secret prizes that we're going to give you. So don't go anywhere, okay?
All right. Sounds good. My name is Miranda, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.